Please stand and let us sing together, Crown Him with Many Crowns. Crown Him with many crowns. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, welcome to Christ Lutheran Church, where our mission is to gather in worship, grow in God's Word, and serve in Jesus' name. If you're a visitor, we're so thankful you're here today. In the life of Christ Lutheran, this is Consecration Sunday, so you see the basket up front, and at the time of the offertory, everyone's going to be invited to walk up with their offering. The ushers aren't going to pass the plates today. It's going to be different. So those of you who have your commitment cards can bring those and lay them at the altar. I also just want to note that if you are a member, you will notice that the bulletin looks less professional than usual. That's because I made it. Thank you. So if you struggle to believe that reconciliation is possible between you and someone with whom you struggle, take heart. If God can reconcile me and Microsoft Word, God can reconcile any two people. But in all seriousness, I do want to take a moment and just lift up our sister Dawn, who is the Christ Lutheran secretary. God, we commend to you our sister Dawn, that she would know of your healing grace in body, mind, and spirit, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The flowers on the altar today, these beautiful, delicate pink flowers, are given in honor of Ensley June McQueenie, born November 15th. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Have mercy on us, O God. We confess that we have sinned against you and against our neighbor. We have built walls instead of tables and have turned away the stranger. We have sought glory for ourselves and have treasured that which does not satisfy. Help us to love you as you love, to welcome those you send, and to treasure mercy and justice. Turn us from our ways to your ways. Free us to serve those in need. Amen. God, who makes all things new, forgives you your sins for Jesus' sake and remembers them no more. Lift up your heads and your hearts. Yours is the kingdom of God. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen.
This is a feast, a victory for our God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Worthy is Christ the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God.
Almighty and ever-living God, you anointed your beloved Son to be priest and sovereign forever. Grant that all people of the earth, now divided by the power of sin, may be united by the glorious and gentle rule of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
Our first reading is from the 23rd chapter of Jeremiah. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people, it is you who have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. So I will attend to you for your evil doings, says the Lord. Then I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the lands where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will raise up shepherds over them who will shepherd them, and they shall not fear any longer or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing, says the Lord. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. Please join me in reading Psalm 46 responsively. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be moved, and though the mountains be toppled into the depths of the sea, though its waters rage and foam, and though the mountains tremble at its tumult. The Lord of gods is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be overthrown.
God shall help her at the break of day.
The nations make much ado, and the kingdoms are shaken. God has spoken, and the earth shall melt away. The Lord of hosts is with us.
The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Come now and look upon the works of the Lord. What awesome things he has done on the earth. It is he who makes war to cease in all the world.
He breaks the bow and shatters the spear and burns the shields with fire.
Be still, then, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Our second reading is from the first chapter of Colossians. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience while joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. Here ends the readings. Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing. The people stood by watching Jesus on the cross, but the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord, we say. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So not only is today the observation of Consecration Sunday for Christ Lutheran, it's Christ the King Sunday for our church calendar. The point of this sermon is that the throne of King Jesus is the cross of Calvary. While the confirmation students are writing that down, I'm going to just make a quick note that if you're going to use the sermon time to fill out your commitment card, it's at the end of each pew. So you have that there. Did you know that Camelot wasn't King Arthur's castle? It's just where he parked his camels. There was once a king who was 12 inches tall. He was a terrible king, but a great ruler. That never gets old for me. I know it hurts. What was the name of the king's extra knight? Sir Plus. I know. Okay. The point of this sermon is that the throne of King Jesus is the cross of Calvary. His palace is called the place of the skull. And if I were a teenager today and that's all I knew about Jesus, I would think he was a skateboarder. Or a chess player. Is chess played in heaven between bishops and kings on a game board? I don't know. I stink at chess. But it is the place that I've had the most interaction with an actual king, just on a game board. I mean, I've been to the gate of Buckingham Palace, and I've actually gotten a tour of Windsor Castle. And if that's all I knew about kings, I would think they're just people who have a lot of stuff that needs to be kept shiny. Who is going to do all that shining? I have the most interaction with King Jesus when I am suffering. The mission of God in Christ is fulfilled in the suffering on the cross. In a place where all earthly power and might is lost and surrendered and defiled, that is the exact location where heavenly might, glory, and honor is shown. Good Friday is Jesus' coronation day, when a crown of thorns is placed upon his head and his body is lifted up on an instrument of execution. It is there that Jesus becomes judge of a world deserving the punishment which he is innocently suffering for our sins. Let's talk a little bit more about Jesus' interaction with kings. Remember, after Jesus is born, three kings go looking for the king of the Jews, and they stumble into Herod's palace. King Herod's kingship has always been academically dubious to me. Some of my colleagues disagree, but I just can't follow the thread of his sovereignty. But that's where these foreign kings from the east come, assuming that the gilded chair that they would find there was close enough to the star that was leading them. Surely, wouldn't a baby king be born in a palace? That's where all the shiny stuff is, right? That was the very first sign that King Jesus was not going to behave the way earthly kings usually behave. Jesus was establishing his reign in a non-shiny place, in a stinky manger stall, not an ornate, bejeweled crib. So let's ask, what exactly makes a king a king? If you were going to establish a royal kingship, what will you need first? What would make you top dog, hold the scepter? Would it be your bloodline, because you have a grandma or grandpa who was royalty? Would it be because you have the most territory, or the biggest army, or a giant bucket of wealth, or a vault of shiny jewels laid upon a velvet pillow? Maybe you have a court jester or a queen, or maybe you have several heirs that can all fight over succession. And of course, any king is going to need tribute from loyal subjects. A loyal subject like the thief hanging on the cross next to Jesus. For that thief, a king is someone who can take him into his territory with him. And in this case, Jesus' territory is paradise. What kind of conversation had those two thieves and Jesus been having while they are slowly suffocating under the weight of their own bodies, gasping for air? One thief wants to be let down and describes that escape as being saved. Save yourself and us. But one thief accepts the punishment due for his crimes and asks to go the distance with Jesus, who accepts the thief's punishment himself and takes upon him the thief's crimes. Jesus did not save the earthly life of the one who begged him for salvation. Jesus saves all who die on earth for a new life in a heavenly kingdom that Jesus describes as paradise. Ooh, that sounds like a good place I want to go, right? If you were going to paint a picture of paradise, what would it look like? What makes paradise paradise? Dante Alighieri wrote an epic poem about what that could look like, right? Anybody have to read that in high school English? Yeah. If Jesus describes his kingdom to the thief as paradise, then paradise must be worthy of royal authority. The phrase paradise is only used 3 times in the entire Bible. And there is just this one mention of paradise being the place where the tree of life lives. And that one mention has led artists and theologians to render images of paradise to look like what we think of as the Garden of Eden when it's described in the book of Genesis, where all the animals and all the humans are perfectly comfortable and peaceful together. That sounds like a place I would like to go, especially if I was in the process of being brutally executed. But wait. If it's true that every king requires tribute, we have to ask, what could I possibly bring? If I claim to be a subject of the King of all mercy, there is nothing I can bring to the cross except empty hands. And this King Jesus will fill them. So when we come before God with our time and talent form, with our envelopes, we return to God what God gives us. What did the thief have? He had nothing but his crimes and his desire to offer to the king as tribute. And Jesus accepts them. All right, so one of my favorite things about this stewardship committee's encouragement were these posters. What shall I bring? I am bringing the real estate I have on my head to make my hair color match the liturgical calendar for Advent. So thank you, Stewardship Committee. That's also a shameless plug that next Sunday is the first Sunday of Advent. So Mackenzie, will you play the slides again, please? This is just a small sampling, and if you really want your picture taken with this poster, let's do it in the back. Between the worship and the skit that's going to happen right after worship. Let's see. Who do we have up here? You can just let them roll. I have the words because I couldn't read the words so great. Here they are. These are some of the things that God has given to Christ Lutheran Church. And if God has given them, that means God's hope is that they are offered up with great love. Silliness, I acolyte, patience, budget, love of singing, love of music, piano music, energy, obnoxiousness, my service as confirmation leader, helping deliver to the food shelf, organization, candy bowl copies, and cheer.
I like that.
What shall I bring? We celebrate what God gives us to return with thanks in the building up of God's kingdom. Amen. Let us stand and sing together, Beautiful Savior. Affirm our faith in God using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. United with your saints across time and place, we pray for our shared world.
Remembering especially Dee, our bishop, and the synod staff, strengthen your church around the globe to proclaim the message of your love coming to the world. Open our hearts to recognize your face in all people and in all of creation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give a heart of discernment and integrity to all leaders, including Joe, our president, Tim, our governor, and Tom, Norman, Ryan, Mandy, Neil, and Bruce, our mayors, for peace and justice in all nations, and including the communities of Biscay, Broughton, Glencoe, New Auburn, Plato, and Silver Lake. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all who serve in the armed forces of our nation, especially remembering Maddie, Bryce, Ryan B., Cassandra, Darren, Kiana, Eli, Ryan S., and Jacob, God of comfort and care, be present with those on our prayer list and those celebrating a birthday or anniversary. We give thanks for the birth of Ensley June Mulqueeney. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Remembering all victims and all perpetrators of gun violence, deliver us from all violence. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for wisdom, peace, and justice to prevail in Ukraine. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For your mission, for Christ Lutheran Church, for the person who will be called to be the next pastor, and for the call committee, for the many ministries planted here, including the stewardship committee. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For those who have died, may they rest in peace and rise in glory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. O merciful Creator, your hand is open wide to satisfy the needs of every living creature. Make us always thankful for your loving providence, and grant that we, remembering the account that we must one day give, be faithful stewards of your good gifts through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Please be seated, and I invite you to come forward to the basket to offer your offering and your commitment card. Oh, and if you'd like to bring yours to Christ's well, please go there.
merciful Creator, your hand is open wide to satisfy the needs of every living creature. Make us always thankful for your loving providence, and grant that we, remembering the account that we must one day give, be faithful stewards of your good gifts, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right.
It is indeed right, our duty, and our joy that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth, and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we sum up all the prayers of our hearts in the words our Savior Christ teaches us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us.
Thank you.
Please stand. Blessed Jesus, at this table you have been for us, both host and meal. Now send us forth to extend our tables and to share your gifts until that day when all feast together at your heavenly banquet. Amen. God, the beginning and the end, who has written your name in the book of life, bless and keep you in grace and peace from this time forth forevermore. Amen. Invited to exit for a brief refreshment, be led back into the sanctuary for a scintillating stewardship skit, and then the children are invited to go to a brief Sunday school all together downstairs. Led by the saints before us, go in peace to serve the Lord. Thank you.
fine. I'm like, oh, there was a butt.
Hello.
Thank you.
First, one announcement. Did anyone lose a roll of nickels? We found a roll of nickels. If they belong to you, jump up right now. Well, I'll hang on to them.
Is it my tip for collecting garbage?
Oh, we're collecting trash. If you have trash you'd like to get rid of, raise your hand. This morning, the Stewardship Committee thanks you for being here, and we thank you for all that you bring to Christ Lutheran. And now we'd like to present a little skit that talks about what we bring, and one of the things that we bring is humor. So feel free to laugh, and just remember, we're not professionals. Thanks.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to CNN, the Christ Lutheran News Network. I'm Scott Keen. Throughout today's broadcast, we will bring you up to date on news, weather, entertainment, and sports happening right here at Christ Lutheran in Glencoe. In each of our news segments, you will find out what the people of this congregation bring to Christ Lutheran. The Stewardship Committee has been emphasizing those three important T's over the last several weeks: time, talent, and treasure. With these three things in mind, we focus on our good question of the day: what shall I bring? Now, let's go live to the lectern, where Call Committee Chair Dave Meyer is currently addressing the congregation in what is known to many as a temple talk. I'm sure during today's temple talk, we will get an update on the work of the Call Committee and its important mission. So let's now go and listen to this important message from Call Committee Chairperson Dave Meyer.
And that's what I can tell you today. Thank you for your undivided attention.
Well,
The Christ Lutheran Women of the ELCA are hosting one of their traditional potlucks in the church basement, and we have reporter Erin Sauter on the scene as the women are gathering. Erin?
That's right, Scott. We are on the scene as the women, who are often referred to as church basement ladies, begin to arrive. Let's find out what they bring to Christ Lutheran.
Warm our friends across the world. Basement ladies, basement ladies. Tradition, basement ladies, basement ladies. Tradition.
Ladies, what a wonderful tradition. It is to have you bringing food for potlucks, funerals, wedding showers, bridal showers, baby showers, and all kinds of events. But one thing that I've noticed is that you are traditionally a group of women, and I see you've got a man in your midst.
Oh, yes. Bobby is a great cook, and he brings so much to Christ Lutheran that we decided to make him an honorary church basement lady.
I enjoy serving others, and that is something that I bring to Christ Lutheran. I am honored to be a church basement lady, and I'm very proud of this apron.
Well, tell me, ladies, what delicacies did you bring?
Since we are hosting a traditional potluck, we have all decided to make some traditional Lutheran favorites. I made tuna noodle hot dish. But I took the liberty of incorporating another traditional food into my recipe. Instead of tuna, I used lutefisk. What? It's not that bad.
It's not that good.
Well, what did you bring then, Bobby?
I brought another Lutheran favorite. It's Jell-O. It's an old tradition, but this is my new recipe. Lime Jell-O with horseradish. Really goes well with ham.
But we're not having ham. We're having lutefisk hot dish. Oh, dear. I think we better call Jason at Unhinged Pizza.
You heard it, Scott. The women of Christ Lutheran bring food, or sometimes call a caterer.
Those church basement ladies bring much to our congregation, and obviously they are great at recruiting the men, too. Turning now to entertainment news, here at Christ Lutheran, there are many musicians who bring their talents. We all know legendary icons that are so famous, they only need to go by one name, and at the mention of that name, people all around the world know who you're talking about. Names like Cher, Madonna, Sting. Our own Erin Sauter is on the scene with one of Christ Lutheran's famous performers.
That's right, Scott. The world has Cher, Madonna, and Sting, while Christ Lutheran has Johnny B. Yes, folks, Johnny B. Johnny B tells us, what do you bring to Christ Lutheran?
I sing the songs that make the whole choir sing. I sing the songs of time and talent things. I sing the songs in hopes that people tithe. I sing the songs, I sing the songs.
Very nice. Music is definitely one of the things that you bring to Christ Lutheran, Johnny B. Thank you for sharing your music. Now, let's shift gears a little and talk about tithing and financial giving.
We don't talk about giving. No, no, no. We don't talk about giving.
You're right, Johnny B. At Christ Lutheran, we don't like to talk about giving, but giving is such an important part of our response to the love Jesus Christ has given us. Johnny B., what do you love?
I love rock and roll, so put another dime in the offering, baby. I love rock and roll, so come and give your dime and tithe with me.
On the subject of faith, Johnny B., Jesus gives us an example that symbolizes the potential in faith. Our faith starts small, we feed it, nurture it, and watch it grow. Johnny B., can you tell us what Jesus used as a metaphor to symbolize faith?
It was an itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow seed, a mustard seedling that he used as a parable that day. An itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow seed, a mustard seedling. It's in the Bible. Go read it today.
2, 3, 4, tell the people just once more.
It was an itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow seed, a mustard seedling. It's in the Bible. Go read it today.
Johnny B., it's been a pleasure. Is there anything else you'd like to say to our viewing audience?
I'd like to teach you all to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to have you join the choir and keep me company. That's the plug I give. You can all join today. Our songs are fun, and we go on through now through end of May.
Thank you, Johnny B. Now, back to you, Scott.
Wow, Aaron, that entertainment feature was pretty entertaining. Thank you. Now, moving on to weather, let's go to our meteorologist, Aaron Sauter.
Me again?
Yes, Aaron. Some people wear a lot of hats and take on a lot of responsibility in this church. You wear a lot of hats. You bring a lot to the congregation. Now bring us the weather.
Here in the Christ Lutheran Sanctuary today, the weather is dry and pleasant. We can expect more of the same tomorrow and throughout the year, as a matter of fact. Today, the high in the church is 71, with overnight lows in the mid to upper 60s. Temperatures near the entrances are variable due to opening and closing doors. On hot summer days, you can expect a cold front in the front of the sanctuary with a slight breeze out of the west. So, if you are prone to a chill on the back of your neck, I advise you bring a scarf to protect the back of your neck. Meteorologist Aaron Sauter reporting.
Thank you to our meteorologist Aaron for our accurate reporting. For the accurate reporting of our sanctuary weather. We should also note that our property committee, the custodians, and the ushers do a great job of working to keep folks comfortable. Now let's turn to sports. For that, we go to our sports reporter, Aaron Sauter.
What? Me again?
Yep.
I do love to share my time and talent at Christ Lutheran. Speaking of talent, we have some pretty incredible youth here at Christ Lutheran. The youth bring curiosity about faith, a desire to learn about Jesus, and they are seekers looking for belonging. One place that many of our youth gather is around the foosball table. Sometimes you can hear the laughter and cheering all the way upstairs. Today, we are talking with two of our star foosball players. Good morning. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi everyone, I'm Avery, the Queen Sauter. I've played foosball at Christ Lutheran since I was able to see over the top of the table.
I'm Max Bestie Zender, but people just call me Ace.
We like to play foosball at Christ at church whenever we have free time. It gives us a chance to get to know other kids.
It's also a great opportunity to team up with friends and build relationships.
What do you two bring to the foosball table?
I'd like to give Ace credit for his awesome push and pull shots.
And I must tell you about the aerial shot that Avery, the queen, made last week. She shot the ball, and it flew out of play, hit the ceiling, and bounced onto the floor. The queen was so concerned for others that she ignored the location of the ball and asked if anyone got hurt by the ball, and she made sure everyone was okay before resuming play.
That's what I like to hear, that kids not only bring fun and games to Christ Lutheran, but they also bring care and compassion for others. Back to the news desk, Scott. Or is it me again?
No, Aaron. I think you have about covered it. In our newscast today, we highlighted a few things that people bring to Christ Lutheran. In 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7, St. Paul writes, "Each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not regretfully or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." We leave you today with this question. What do you bring to Christ Lutheran? This is Scott Keene. Please take care of yourself and each other. Thank you.
We are thanking the Stewardship Committee for their hard work. We're thanking the Stewardship Skit Committee. Thank you so much. And we especially want to thank Jody Brabant, who wrote the skit. Thank you, Jody, who brings her creativity. Okay. Children are invited to go ahead downstairs to Sunday school, and it looks like there's more refreshments still.